What's going on, everybody? Joseph Mugen here, and this is The Bad Entrepreneur. And let's just talk about a little bit about digital marketing today. Does your local business or your small business, or even if you're a solopreneur or just an entrepreneur, does your business need marketing? Short answer, in my opinion, as a marketer, of course, yes. The saying is, you may have the best product in the world, but can't do nothing if no one knows about your product. There's no point of having the greatest product in the world if no one knows. I will be talking about different stages of marketing, as far as when you start your business, when you're maintaining your business, or growing your business, or growing and then maintaining, either or. But when should you start marketing? In my opinion, I think you should start marketing as soon as possible. And you might think, I can't. I'm the entrepreneur. I am the person that does everything. And that's the reason, is that you are the person that does everything. And you should, and as an entrepreneur, or even a business, or just a business owner, you should take the time to learn, different business techniques, different business skills. As an entrepreneur, you have to, or even just as a human being, always keep learning, always keep growing. When you stop growing, as far as mental learning and mental growth, physical growth, because you stop growing after a certain time physically, depending on who you are. But yeah, always keep growing, always keep learning, because as a business owner, you know, you have to have that mentality. You can't ever be too comfortable, because things will go down, shit will go down, things will mess up, and as someone who is responsible for possibly other people's well-being, not just yourself, talking about like employees or even just clients and customers, you owe it to yourself to be that prepared. So when you're starting off your business, should you start marketing? Well, I wouldn't say market heavily in the beginning, of course, because especially if you're starting off new, or if you're a little bit more experienced, you know, you might, you know, I wouldn't even say dabble, but at least get it started. Always get it started. Your website, even if your business is a brick and mortar, referrals are usually really good, or what they call word of mouth. Foot traffic is always good marketing. These small little tactics that I never really understood when I was younger. I was just like, oh, you know, I'm here. You know, my business is here. How come no one's coming? Like I said before, if you may have the best product in the world, but if no one knows about it, you're not gonna make no money. If your market doesn't know that you exist. So that's why marketing is important, especially nowadays in a digital world where most people are searching for answers online or just solutions, you know, when they're hungry, if they need a plumber, you know, or, you know, they're looking for a specific dog, you know, people tend to look online, or they go on, yeah, and, you know, and that in itself is word of mouth. You know, they might go on a forum and ask, or they might go on Facebook, they might search on Google, YouTube, or, you know, especially if they search on Google, you know, that's why it's important to have a website. A website, to me, represents the front something of your store. I can't remember their saying, but it's a storefront. You know, it's your storefront. Your website is your storefront. Super important. You know, even with the business that I'm working with right now, my family business, restaurant. You know, we stopped printing out menus that people could take home. Carry-out menus, that's what they would call it, or takeaway menus. Why? Because I think that 90% of the time, you take a piece of paper from a place, you put it somewhere, and then the chances are that you might not even know where you put it, or you might just throw it away. It's just, essentially it becomes just waste. And then, you know what you do? You have your phone on you, so you know, you're like, oh, what's the name of that place again? Let me check it out, you know, and then let me look on Google. So we just recommend everybody, you know what? We have a website. We spend money monthly to keep that website up. We spend money to also maintain that website. So why not do that instead of printing out thousands of copies of a piece of paper that majority of your customers are probably going to throw away anyways, unless, you know, there's some coupon on it, you know. But at the same time though, there's digital coupons, there's so many different ways. And you know what, like we always say, why not just save, you know, save some trees, you know, like there's so much issues with deforestation that is killing our environment. You know, why don't we just, you know, we have a digital page, a page that could be reused over and over and over, and the menu's right dab, right there, right in the middle. And the first thing you do, all you gotta do is just go on your phone, which you're most likely doing anyways, you know. And most people are on Facebook nowadays, so why not create a Facebook page as well for your business? And then you can refer people that way, or you can also make it known in your local area that your business exists. Just through digital marketing tactics, making sure that, you know, all your information is correct. And, you know, besides social media platforms, I mean, there's other ways. There's email marketing that you can also do. And, but this is the beginning of your business. So, you know, you can also start collecting emails if you like. If you want more reoccurring customers, you know, just basic stuff. You know, people nowadays are more online than you know. Like, I think the reason why they don't want to go online and look at your menu because there is no focus. They're like, oh, what was I doing when I was on the phone? I was doing this, this, and this. But you have the device on you. It's such a powerful device. Why would you want a piece of paper? And that's like for the beginning, you know, get it started, you know, get your name, address, and phone number listed correctly on all different platforms, on Google, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Yelp, on Bing. Yeah, that's what digital marketers do. And if you're an aspiring entrepreneur or you're just starting off, you know, you're most likely not going to have that budget of marketing. So why not learn it yourself? It may seem hard, but it's easier than what most may think. It just takes time, like with everything. Just Google it. Just, you know, it's so powerful. People are just using their phones, their mobile phones, their laptops for the wrong things. Use it for the correct things, especially if you're an entrepreneur. So when you're trying to grow your business, you know, you can start investing more money into digital ads, paid ads. You know, you can put, you know, you can literally target your customers, or find specific customers that you may want to target, have different ads that you're going to target. And it is crazy how you can do this marketing, because it is so powerful. You know, there's different ways where you can do your ads, where it's pay-per-click, you know, where you don't get charged unless people are clicking on it, or if, you know, or if people don't even see it. You know, it lets you know all these things, unlike your more traditional marketing, which, you know, you throw stuff out there, you know, you put an ad in a magazine and you hope that, you know, the magazine has your target market, has your niche that you're going toward. Or maybe if it's just even a local newspaper, or even a local magazine, or anything local, you know, you're still able to go that route as well too. But it's a little bit harder because you can't gauge it. It's harder to see who sees your ads or not. But yeah, so once you start, you know, once you see that you can start putting money into the digital ads, you know, you will start seeing more analytics. You will start seeing more trends. And one thing with digital marketing is that it takes some time, you know, 1 to 3 months, sometimes 3 to 6 months. You know, anything with a marketing strategy takes time. That's why it's a strategy, you know, it's supposed to be something that you do, different tactics that you do to you know, complete that strategy. My bad. I have something in my eye. It's just bothering me, but yeah. So after you start doing your, you know, your advertising and then you start growing, what do you do after that? You know, you maintain it. That one thing with digital advertising is that, you know, from what I heard, haven't gotten to this point yet where they say you stop putting in advertising money, you're going to see your numbers drop. I don't know. Right now, there's also SEO, which is a more organic reach, you know, so you can reach it takes a lot more work, you know, especially if you're on Facebook, to get more likes, to get more word of mouth out that, you know, your business exists. You know, you will have to post consistently and whatnot, but with when you're putting in paid advertising, you know, they push your content out there more because you're paying for it. So, you know, that's just a little bit about digital marketing or marketing, and why and when you should start it, and not just that, but the time periods that you should do it. It's not as descriptive as I want it to be, but this is just a little bit of it, what I've been experiencing, seeing, and I think that definitely if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, learn marketing, learn sales, finances and whatnot, budgeting, those are all just a few of the tip of the iceberg, you know, but like I said, you may have the best product in the world, but if no one knows that your product exists, who's going to buy it? Thank you for listening. This is Joseph Mugen with The Bad Entrepreneur. Mugen out.